More Chicago Public High School students are taking classes for college credit than ever before, either directly at their high school or at a local community college. It's happening across the nation. WBEZ's education team explored what this new push to start college early means for students.
I'm Kate McGee. I cover higher education for WBEZ.
And I'm Sarah Karp. I cover Chicago Public Schools. Just last week, Mayor Lori Lightfoot stood in the shiny brand new gym at the new Inglewood High School. Behind her sat rows of freshmen, the first class at this school. She told them they should feel special. This high school was for them, the kids of this poor Southside neighborhood. Lightfoot told the students this wasn't just a high school, it was an early college school.
Giving all of you, all of the students, an opportunity to get college credit or an associate's degree before you even get your high school diploma. Give you an edge on getting into college and a leg up in your career.
It used to be only the highest achievers took college classes for credit in high school. But now, these courses are offered nearly everywhere, including at lower performing schools, often where students enter below grade level. This is new in Chicago. Since 2014, the number of public school students earning what's called dual credit, college courses at their high school, has tripled. The vast majority are offered through City Colleges of Chicago for free.
All of which makes college more affordable for our families and, as a result, more attainable for our students.
Nearly 50% of graduates this year earned some kind of post-secondary credential before leaving high school. These schools hope that offering college classes in their buildings will better prepare kids for the college experience. And yes, students are getting important exposure and confidence to head into college. But the bar to get into these classes is lower. And the push to introduce college work in the high schools has some City Colleges faculty concerned. They're worried about quality and if students are being pushed towards these classes before they're ready. In fact, some courses don't even require students to be college ready to take them. Despite that, many school leaders think opening this door for students is a good thing.
I want every child to be in it.
Charles Anderson is the principal at Michelle Clark High School in Austin. Most students come to Clark below a ninth grade level. Anderson says it's still a good idea to get them in these classes.
It was another opportunity to give our kids a college exposure prior to them getting there. One of the things that we've seen in several occasions that kids will leave and then it's too much and they haven't been prepared enough for it, or maybe they didn't understand something.
Take Shania Meeks. She just graduated from Sarah E. Good High School on the Southwest Side with 18 college credits. Before she took college-level courses, she wasn't thinking about her future.
I just thought I would honestly end up working like at a McDonald's or something, because I really didn't care about school, and it's like nobody really talked about school with me.
Shania started out taking college classes at her high school and then directly on campus. She said the school really pushed her to try it.
They have posters all around the school about it. That's their number one goal, is to push you for a college. So of course taking early college credits will be their main focus.
Why do they push it? One reason. Many students, especially those who are low income, are in a hurry to get to work. They've got bills to pay or family to help out. And studies show that students who are exposed to college-level work are more likely to enroll and get through college than their peers. But at least one study of Illinois students found these results were smaller for lower-income students and students of color.
FICO. What's FICO mean? Sugar.
At a North Lawndale College Prep campus, Steve Paglia is reviewing vocabulary with students in his medical terminology dual credit class.
Hyper is high. Hypo is?
Low.
So this is?
Low blood pressure.
Paglia has worked as a wildlife biologist and has taught on the college level. He says few students have failed the class because they don't let them.
I held tutoring sessions. I had them come in for lunch. I had them come after. You ain't going to fail, you know. And some of me is like, oh, you know, they wouldn't get this in college. A professor would say, I have office hours, and if you don't sign up, you're not coming. But they're like, so it's a high school. I'm like, yes, you're right. I'm sorry. That's...
Paglia likes that his students have the entire semester to prove themselves instead of an advanced placement class, where a big end-of-the-year test determines if students get credit.
The kids can be doing well and have a bad day and not pass a test and get no credit.
Few students pass AP tests at North Lawndale, which is true at dozens of schools across Chicago Public Schools, even though almost every public high school in Chicago offers AP. That means if only AP classes were offered, many students would be shut out of a chance to earn college credit. And that's what concerns Keith Spruer, an English professor at Truman College.
What we've been finding is that often high schools are kind of using it as a catch-all course. So if a student couldn't get into AP or an IB program or some sort of honors program, well, then there's dual credit. You know, and what does that say? What does that say about the respect for what we're doing, that this is legitimate college work?
Chicago Public Schools and City Colleges say there are lots of safeguards in place to ensure quality. They review course syllabi, pair teachers with a mentor, and visit classrooms. Instead of adding course sections at high schools, Spruer said he'd rather high school students take classes on the college campus to ensure that oversight. And some students say they feel that experience prepared them more. Ivyana Jones started taking classes at Malcolm X College her sophomore year of high school. She felt like a little kid there and says it was a learning experience.
Professor was like, if you do it, you do it. If you don't, you don't. That's your grade. That has nothing to do with me. I'm just supposed to teach you, and that's a good experience for other students.
But when she took dual credit back at Clark, it just felt like another high school class. Now she's a senior and thinking about college. She says she won't apply to schools that won't take her credits. Arun Panusamy, a college admissions expert, says students often don't think about that when they take these courses.
There's not necessarily advising at all these schools to tell them which courses to take. And so a lot of these kids just kind of willy-nilly take courses.
When they head to college, sometimes they find out the courses don't end up saving them time or money.
And for Shania Meeks, the student we heard from earlier, is just one of the few issues she faced while taking these classes. After passing two college-level math classes at her high school, she took statistics at a community college. She struggled and ended up with a D on her permanent college transcript. Then, as she started thinking about college, she was told by advisors that a lot of her credits might not transfer to schools she was interested in, especially colleges out of state.
It eliminated a lot of schools for me because a lot of them did not take the credits.
It's less likely that a school outside Illinois or more selective schools will take those credits. Shania plans to attend a few more community college classes at Harold Washington College this fall before transferring to Purdue Fort Wayne next year. Despite these setbacks, she says the confidence she feels as she starts community college is worth the experience.
I've been through it before. I've been in that building, been in a classroom. I know how it goes.
She says just taking the classes opened her eyes to what's possible for her. I'm Sarah Karp.
And I'm Kate McGee, WBEZ News.